An exercise in lawn care. Accurate applications of granular products without rotary spreader calibration. This podcast was developed and is presented by Mike Goatley, Extension Turfgrass Specialist at Virginia Tech. A great question for do-it-yourselfers was recently raised at a Master Gardener volunteer training event. Can a homeowner accurately apply products to a lawn with a rotary, that is, a broadcast spreader, and not go through the time and effort of calibrating that spreader to make the application of a granular fertilizer or a pesticide product? Well, the answer is an emphatic yes, and it's from what I usually call lawn care exercise. So let's talk about how to do it and where the exercise part comes in. The most important thing to utilize this strategy of application without calibration is to first very accurately measure and know the area of your lawn. There are several smartphone apps that are fairly accurate in measuring length and width, and there are numerous GIS-derived maps on the web that can be used if they're accompanied by an appropriate scale. The picture that accompanies this podcast shows how to do it in the old-fashioned way by using the basic mathematical formulas for calculating the areas of, say, rectangles, squares, circles, triangles, etc. You simply divide your lawn and landscape areas into the shapes that best fit the different areas, as shown in this picture that features a lawn comprised of a rectangle, a square, a triangle, two trapezoids, and two circles. Now, it's highly likely you probably don't remember a lot of the formulas off the top of your head, and you might need to remind yourself just what the value of pi is. So don't be too prideful to revisit your kids, grandkids, neighborhood kids, etc., those math books for a refresher in the calculation of areas of various shapes. Or you can check out a website such as Math is Fun. This site includes a handy area calculator as part of their offering that you really can put to work. You can take your measurements with a walking wheel, say a measuring tape, or maybe you can even get pretty close by pacing the area off if you practice a little in determining how long your pace is as you walk the area and record the various lengths and widths. Now, once you know your area to be treated, you determine how much product you need. So let's take an example, and let's say that the total area of lawn to be treated in a front yard is determined to be 5,000 square feet. Your goal is to apply 1 pound of nitrogen per 1,000 square feet, so since you have 5,000 square feet, you need 5 pounds of total nitrogen to treat the entire area. The fertilizer source that you've selected is 2906 for this application. This source tells you that it's 29% by weight nitrogen, 0% by weight phosphate, and 6% by weight potash. The nutritive importance in our calculation is nitrogen. So to determine how much product you need to deliver 5 pounds of total nitrogen to 5,000 square feet of area, you take the total amount of nitrogen required, 5 pounds, divided by the percentage of nitrogen in the fertilizer product. In this case, that is 29%. 5 divided by 0.29 equals 17.24 pounds of 2906 fertilizer. You're going to weigh out approximately 17.25 pounds of the fertilizer and place it, or a fraction of it if you're using a smaller handheld broadcast spreader. You place this in the spreader hopper, being sure that you've selected a very low setting on your spreader that's not going to be delivering most of your fertilizer in one or two passes across the lawn. Now, this is where the exercise comes into play. You're going to keep walking back and forth across your lawn area. So parallel, perpendicular, side by side. You're going to be throwing product essentially wheel track to wheel track, and you're going to use as many different directions as you can until the known amount of product has been delivered to this known area. It's not the most efficient way to use your time in applying fertilizer. A lawn care professional is certainly not going to treat many lawns using a non-calibrated spreader and sprayer for the sake of time. But if you're an individual homeowner that's not interested in calibrating spreaders, it is a pretty effective and quite precise means of delivering recommended levels of dry products to known areas of the lawn. The strategy works equally well with dry pesticide products that are going to be sprayed with a rotary spreader. Similarly, once you know your area and the amount of product to apply, you perform the same steps as I described above with your chosen pesticide at a given weight to unit area. The concept can even work with some liquid applications when using a backpack sprayer, but do note that some chemical applications using water as a carrier have specifications about required volumes of water to deliver the targeted rate of product to an area. If this all sounds like too much exercise or time for you and your needs, there are a lot of resources available to instruct one in how to calibrate spreaders and sprayers. Go to the Virginia Cooperative Extension website at www.ext.vt.edu and search for Fertilizer Applicator Certification Training, what we call the FACT program. Enrollment in FACT is free, and it offers free training and testing. One can gain access to a large variety of educational offerings in the steps and mathematics of environmentally responsible chemical applications.